Welcome to the University of Limerick Research Impact Podcast Series. I'm your host, Christine Brennan. Innovation in manufacturing across all sectors is leading to a drive for more personalised products produced on demand. This global drive for personalisation has brought monogram sneakers and bespoke contact lenses, but let's bring this to the next level where personalisation can make a very real impact to your health through the medicines we consume. For the pharmaceutical industry, personalised medicine is the next frontier of innovation. Joining me today to discuss this topic is Professor Gavin Walker. Gavin holds the Bernal Chair in Pharmaceutical Powder Engineering at the Bernal Institute here at the University of Limerick, and he is a visiting research professor at Queen's University Belfast. He is also the co-director of the Science Foundation Ireland-funded Synthesis and Solid State Pharmaceutical Centre, SSPC. So Gavin, what will the pharmacy of the future look like? And how will it enable tailored medication design for a patient's unique needs?
Thanks, Christine. Personalised medicine is the next great global challenge for the pharmaceutical industry. The vision of the pharmacy of the future is one in which pharmacies employ disruptive technologies to enable on-demand manufacture of drugs designed to individual needs. For example, multiple medications may be prescribed that treat a patient's exact age profile and medical history. These medications could then be 3D printed into one tablet on demand at the patient's local drug supplier. Central to this vision is the concept of continuous processing. Currently, active pharmaceutical ingredients, or APIs, are manufactured in large batches at distinct separate times. Continuous processing replaces this large batch process with the manufacture of low volumes but a constant rate. These processes enable the continuous flow of product, reduce inventories, and has less batch-to-batch variation, giving higher process control and higher quality.
So looking more at this idea of process engineering and the role it plays in personalised medicine, would you say that process engineering is central to this drive in innovation?
Yeah, most of the new innovations are within the engineering space in terms of new processes, new process control systems, process analytical technologies, or PAT. So a lot of the core science and chemistry and pharmacy has already been established. The challenge is trying to bring this to the next level for continuous processing, and that requires process engineers, mechanical engineers, process modeling, data analysis, and statistical control. So there's a whole engineering piece to add to the science.
And the research that your team that you're leading here at UL, I mean, they are probably the leaders in terms of process engineering. Would you say that this R&D investment is quite crucial to the Irish economy?
Oh, it is. I lead the largest process engineering research group in Ireland. There's about 35 researchers from 12 countries. We've got about 20 postdocs and about 15 PhD students. So that gives us capacity within process engineering in Ireland. And we're looking at trying to upskill and train those researchers so when they go out in the industry, they can be useful for industry from an R&D point of view as well as the academic point of view.
So you see the industry are crying out for this type of talent?
Absolutely, particularly for chemical engineers. There's a dearth of chemical engineers, specifically with PhDs in Ireland. And my students get snapped up by industry way before they graduate. So there's a huge demand for industrial PhDs and people with that research R&D experience within academia.
So the impact of having this talent here in Ireland for Irish industry is not just about having the pipeline of people, but it's actually keeping the business in the country, would you say?
Yeah. Particularly for the pharmaceutical industry, there's been a huge investment of about 10 billion euro over 10 years. So we'd like to attract new investments to Ireland. And if there's a well-trained and educated workforce, particularly with PhDs, that can use those facilities and actually bring more R&D research to Ireland, that's one of the aims of SSPC and indeed PMTC, which is a sister centre funded by Enterprise Ireland.
So Gavin, just to go back to this idea of the pharmacy of the future, can you explain that a little bit more for me as to what exactly would look like for the consumer?
Yeah, for example, the active pharmaceutical ingredient, or API, would still be manufactured here in Ireland. But then for the drug product, the actual medicine that the patient takes, that would be sourced locally. So a specific medicine, say you need two or three drugs in the one tablet, those could be 3D printed actually on demand at your local pharmacy or at your local hospital, and then it's just simply distributed then. So it's radically changing the way that medication is produced, and it's going to radically improve the quality of life of patients, which is the ultimate goal for the research.
So from an industry point of view, you're working with them to make them more competitive, to make them more innovative, but you're also impacting the customer at the end of the day and the health of Irish patients. Can I ask you, how important would you see Irish investment in R&D having been in this innovation journey, specifically to your group, but also from pharmaceutical research area overall?
Yeah, our funding agencies, Science Foundation Ireland and Enterprise Ireland, have funded, co-funded with industry. So any projects that we have, there's an industrial engagement and there's an industrial cash contribution to that, depending on the IP that the company wants to establish with the university. But certainly all my research, whether publicly funded or industry funded, has a real benefit and real impact for the society and ultimately for the patients.
The idea of SSPC, where you had all these pharmaceutical industries working together, who naturally compete, in a way is quite unique internationally. How did you manage to do that in Ireland?
Yeah, a lot of our international colleagues are surprised that we managed to get 12 multinational companies and 7 SMEs working together. So essentially those companies, particularly the multinationals, are competitors at a global stage, but in Ireland they're actually working together to improve the reputation of Irish medicines and Irish industry. So at a global level there is competition, at a local level there's not. They actually collaborate, and there's a lot of cross company learnings that we find. We have a very good project in PMTC on plant cleaning. So plant cleaning may not sound the sexiest thing in the world, but it's a major issue for when you're making a pharmaceutical product, because up to 50% of the time that you're working isn't actually making the molecule, it's actually cleaning up after you've made the molecule. So there's a lot of collaboration in that space, with the simplicity of trying to reduce the cycle times for cleaning is making a huge impact for our companies, and that's within the Pharmaceutical Manufacturing Technology Centre. So it's making a great impact, and it's great to see that how university research can be translated very easily to industry, particularly in this area.
So you mentioned earlier that you this drive for talent. You have a co-fund, I understand, that's now up and running, that researchers who are interested in getting involved can apply for. Could you just tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, the co-fund, it's funded jointly by Horizon 2020, Marie Curie, and the Irish agencies as well, SFI and Enterprise Ireland. So it's for 26 research fellows, international research fellows, that we will bring to Ireland over a four-year period, and they'll work with SSPC and PMTC with the industry as well as a six-month secondment for those fellowships with industry. And we're also getting DPTC involved, that's the Dairy Processing Technology Centre. So the three centres are joint funding this initiative, which is then co-funded by Horizon 2020 Marie Curie. So it's an exciting time to bring 26 new, very experienced research fellows to the Bernal Institute. And we're involving a lot of the other PIs, or these principal investigators, within the Bernal Institute as well.
Gavin, thank you very much for your time. It's great to see the impact that the research is having on Irish industry, on globally, on innovation, and also in terms of the talent pipeline. So appreciate you coming in today. You've been listening to Professor Gavin Walker from the Bernal Institute, University of Limerick. Professor Walker's research is supported by Enterprise Ireland, Science Foundation Ireland, and the European Commission. If you'd like to read the full case study on Professor Walker's research, go to our website, ul.ie/researchimpact.